from KQED.
A 3-judge federal panel has ordered the state to reduce the prison population by tens of thousands of inmates. California's prison system is operating at 190% of its designed capacity. And the judges ordered the state to deliver an inmate reduction plan inside of 45 days. Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers has more.
For the better part of a decade, California prisons have been the focus of bitter court battles. Too many prisoners, too few beds, and ultimately too many cases of prison health care deemed in violation of the U.S. Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. Michael Bean is the lead attorney in one of the two lawsuits that have long challenged conditions behind prison walls.
We can make the prisons safer for the custody staff and clinicians and prisoners who live and work in those prisons. We can improve public safety for all California citizens, and we can save money.
On Tuesday, a special panel of 3 federal judges issued a formal ruling to the state to lower the inmate population by as many as 44,000 prisoners. The judges gave the state 45 days to submit a plan and 2 years to carry it out. In the ruling, the judges wrote the following, quote, "The convergence of tough-on-crime policies and an unwillingness to expend the necessary funds to support the population growth has brought California's prisons to the breaking point," unquote. Matthew Cate, the governor's secretary of corrections and rehabilitation, says the Schwarzenegger administration has a plan to fix that problem.
That plan includes parole reform, alternative custody, including the use of GPS technology for our aged and infirm inmates, incentive credits for inmates to achieve accomplishments in prison, like a GED or a drug and alcohol program that reduce recidivism.
That plan is scheduled to be considered by the legislature when lawmakers return to Sacramento from their summer recess in 2 weeks. And it is a key step towards saving the state money. The plan is expected to lower prison spending by $1.2 billion in the current budget year. But Tuesday's ruling is far from the end of the story. For starters, it's unclear whether the governor's plan would lower the inmate population enough. Plaintiff's attorney Michael Bean thinks it will.
Governor's own population reduction measures that he proposed most recently several weeks ago, those population reduction measures themselves would satisfy the requirements of this order.
But the Schwarzenegger administration says their initial reading of Tuesday's ruling indicates the judges are demanding a smaller prison population than under discussion. Corrections Secretary Matthew Cate says the state should be given more time to reduce the inmate population safely.
Before we just say to the federal courts, please come establish a cap and please open the gates, I think we need to really take another shot at doing this within the current system.
Trouble is, there's very little consensus inside the state capitol on the governor's plan. And so if the 3 federal judges decide to hold fast on their demand for specific action, few will be surprised if California takes the case to the U.S. Supreme Court. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.